FIW in Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My guest across the way is the head coach of the New Hope Lady Panthers. It is Mr. Justin Hodges, and he's also maybe one of the biggest Cubs fans, one of the few Cincinnati Bengals fans I know. We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff this morning. He's got the IU shirt on just to make sure that I remember. He's also ready to talk Indiana basketball, I bet.
I'm always ready to talk Indiana basketball.
Before we get started, by the way, welcome to the show. Appreciate you coming on, Justin.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. You've got a lot to talk about with those New Hope Lady Panthers. I know they had such a fine year last year. You're wearing the IU shirt. Do you follow IU football as well as basketball?
Yes. Not like I do the basketball, but I still watch them. Hope they win, you know, keep up with him, follow Kevin Wilson on Twitter.
Yeah.
Look at his press conferences and stuff when they retweet those. So,
they're having a pretty solid year.
Oh, yeah, we're tough. Our defense is a lot better this year than it has been in the past. It's finally come under Coach Allen, you know, defensive coordinator. It's just we still struggle to score at times. We can score at will, and then all of a sudden it just
You know, that's the thing. Indiana football for the last 15 years has been able to score.
Yeah.
Well, probably longer than that.
Well, we got a JUCO quarterback that came in, Lagow.
Uh-huh.
And, like our last game, he overthrew quite a few people against Nebraska, so we had to bring in Diamont, which everybody likes because he's a running threat. And
how bad Nebraska beat you this Saturday?
It wasn't that bad. It was pretty close.
Did you lead them for three quarters like they exploded my heart?
No.
Was that Bloomington?
It was in Bloomington. It was our home game. We had candy-strapped uniforms.
I didn't see that. I'm going to have to go look that.
They called it striped out, but all it was sleeves. But still.
Oh, well, I see now that's the thing Indiana's famous for is the candy striper uniforms, at least on the basketball teams.
Yep.
The pants.
Which I need to get me a pair of those. I still don't own one.
You don't
37
own a
years and I don't own a pair. I need to get some.
You need better friends and the family.
I know. You just need your fans out here on the Bruce Dickey Show to take up funds and buy
me a pair.
We
were talking about GoFundMe. About a GoFundMe earlier for all kinds of things. There's all kinds of GoFundMe things that we could do for you, Justin.
I mean, they can send them out here. I can come out and pick them up. I know where the station is.
You've got you're talking about candy striping uniforms. You've got stripes on that Indiana shirt, though.
Yeah, but they're the wrong way. They're horizontal. They don't make me look any thinner, I'll tell you that.
Well, they're not so much vertical.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's. I'm glad to see that Indiana football. Let me put it. Since Illinois isn't playing Indiana this year, I'm glad to see the Indiana football is competitive. I know that my brother Doug was at that game that they beat Michigan State.
Yeah, I was going to text him, and I thought, you know what, karma's so
karma
karma
can get you.
So I decided to let that go.
Yeah, that probably wasn't a bad move. I didn't text him either. I didn't really feel. He had a bad night.
And don't forget about my Stamps. They're favorite to win the Grey Cup right now.
The Calgary Stampeders are.
Yeah, the Grey Cup goes through Calgary. Come on.
How many? When's the playoffs start?
It should be right around the corner here. They usually December. I want to say is usually the Grey Cup.
Now, I love this story. How did you choose the Calgary Stampeders?
I think Brian Kirtner chose them for me.
Yeah.
As a joke, and then now we just kind of follow them. It's a casual follow. If I see that they're on and I'm not doing anything, I'll watch a little bit. And I'll follow them on Twitter to see what's going on.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about the Calgary Stampeders of the Canadian Football League.
Trust me, outside Bo Levi Mitchell, I don't know much on him. But I do own his jersey, so that counts for something.
Well, that's cool.
So,
now, is that where Doug Flutie played when he was up there? Or,
I thought he was an Argonaut. But
that's right. That's right. That's right. I'm trying to remember. Did Warren Moon? Where'd Warren Moon
play? Edmonton, I thought.
Okay. Now you know a ton about the Canadian Football League.
But I'm not 100% on that.
We've already talked 5 minutes without talking about the New Hope Panthers.
I know.
The Lady Panthers.
Well, and your fans are happy. at least I know JT is. So.
Well, now you see, that's the thing. We're going to talk a little bit about the New Hope Lady Panthers. We're going to talk about, I'm going to force you to talk about the Cubs.
Oh, I'm not.
We're going to have a little psychological session here, okay?
Hey, have your friends let you back in your little thread
No,
there?
They haven't. They kicked me farther out.
You guys quit being mean to Bruce. He's trying to be nice to his guest, all right?
My guest and my friends. That's the thing. Those people have friends, too.
I don't know if they do or not. I mean, that may be it on that little circle. So
those, they probably have a few friends there. Cub fans. There's a good question. We'll get to the Lady Panthers here in a little bit. There's a good question. Now that you're the Cubs are successful this year, they won 103 games in the regular season. They had a great season. Did you or have you noticed more Cub fans than you ever thought existed?
Oh, yeah. They're coming out of the woodwork. And I'm a lifelong Cub fan,
yeah.
But there are Cub fans in town that are way more adamant to me, like Marty's Chelsea
Musgrave.
And then KD Smith, Tommy Kent, Andrew Diesel. I mean, and we got a couple of other guys that come into the store.
Hey, look, if you're wanting to start outing people as Cub fans, I mean,
they outed themselves.
We can take a little while.
They're willing for this. My buddy Ryan Strine, they're all huge Cub fans.
Is that right? So, yeah. Well, I knew Strine was. I had forgotten about Diesel being a big Cub fan.
Well, KD filled in for you one game whenever you went
to the
Rhino game.
Yeah.
And if you had him on here, he could probably tell you every Cub from single A all the way up. He follows them that close.
KD's nuts, by the way.
Well, I can vouch for that also.
KD Smith is a great guy, and he's nuts. But even older and younger kids, have you noticed? Are there more older folks that are Cub fans?
I see more older, because even like out at New Hope, it's mainly Cardinals and stuff. You see the kids out there. And I'm assuming Center Street's the same way, because Wayne County, majority is going to be Cardinal fans.
Yeah.
So.
Is it – now – do you put up with is it a pain in the neck putting up with all the guff from Cardinal fans?
Actually, most of my friends are classy. I mean, whether they root for the Cubs or not, they don't rub it in. But there's a lot of Cardinal trollers on social media.
Yeah.
But I know in years past there's been Cub trollers too when the Cardinals are successful.
Oh, sure.
So,
sure.
I just tell the Cardinal fans out there, keep it classy. Try to be patient. You guys have done it before. Let us have our little moment.
See, now that's my point here. And I can unequivocally state that I'm all for my friends being happy.
Yep. What about me?
I'm all for you being happy too.
Yes. I made the list.
That is for sure. Okay. All right. The New Hope Lady Panthers. What was the final record last year?
Well, the final record wasn't as impressive as
you had some injuries
State.
Early, right?
Yeah, and we went 14-10 on the season.
Right.
But also, Kevin Greyhouse tries to load our schedule with Class L schools, and we're at Class S that way. It's not about wins and losses regular season.
You don't have to sit here and apologize for your schedule adjustment.
No, it was a tough schedule, just like this year.
Yeah.
I mean,
but
like
let me rephrase that. You don't have to sit here and apologize for your record, Justin. You had a good record.
Oh yeah, we had a good season, and we lost a lot of close games, but in the end, came down to
you lost a couple there at State.
Yeah. Well, Germantown, they're just that good. I mean, they would have beat a lot of high school teams. So
really,
that's who we played. To make it to the championship, so they put us in third place game, and we could have beat Waltonville. We just didn't shoot well, so and then they got on fire in the second half, so we could have got third. I don't think we could have got past Germantown. It'd been a 1-in-100 type game if we did.
Germantown ended up winning the whole thing, didn't they?
They won like seven of the last nine.
Seemed like they beat a. Then
they beat Bartelso.
Beat Bartelso, which is like right next to them.
Well, in the last 10 years, it's either been Germantown or Bartelso win it. So,
which high school do those kids feed into? Are they feeding into?
I want to say Breeze.
Feeding into Breeze?
It may be Nashville, but for some reason I want to say it's Breeze area.
Well, it's whatever's there in between Breeze and Nashville.
So,
that makes it – so you figure this year that they're the team to beat if you're going to get up there again?
Their seventh graders are supposed to be better than their eighth graders last year. So,
good Lord, Justin, that's got to be depressing.
Well, they got magic water. I'm going to send some people over to get some coolers of it.
When did you guys start practicing? You haven't started playing yet, right?
October 3rd, whatever the first Monday in October was.
And
some of the local schools have already played a game or two. Our first game's against Jeff Baker and Sisney tomorrow night. So,
now that is that one's going to be on the that's not in the Jasper shootout.
No, we actually got Mount Carmel Lady Aces or the junior high in Saturday for the shootout.
What are you expecting from your team this year? How the practices gone?
They went well. The girls work hard. We got a good group. So, and we got 8 eighth graders, 3 seventh graders, a sixth grader, and 4 fifth graders. So, and they all listen. So that's all you can ask.
Did you lose a ton from last year? I had Matt Shreve and Eric Bassnett out here a couple of days ago, and they were talking about how they had lost. Well, Matt lost more probably than Eric did, but they were talking. Yeah, hey, you know, that happens everywhere.
Yeah, because Eric was young. Well, Class S is always going to happen. We lost a ton, but the good news is our 7th grade class last year was pretty salty. So as 8th graders, they've grown and gotten stronger. we should be pretty successful again this year.
We're going to talk a little bit more New Hope Lady Panthers basketball, as well as get into the nuts and bolts of the Cubs versus the Dodgers, and maybe even talk a little Bengals football with Justin when we return. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. Back after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My guest across the way is Justin Hodges. He's the head coach of the New Hope Lady Panthers, and they begin play tomorrow night against Jeff Baker's Sisney Blazing Bullets. I don't know. Is it the Blazing Bullets grade school?
Yep.
Okay. I was trying to think who the what's Wayne City? They're the Indians in the high school.
They're still they may be the Braves.
The Braves in grade school. And Fairfield Mules, Fairfield Colts. They just all kind of
It's just all out there.
And then if you go to Edwards County, it's still the Lions.
Well, they're not very.
And the Panthers though on the girls' side.
Yep.
The Edwards County Panthers.
So I guess maybe they think Panthers are smaller lions.
Well, then maybe they think maybe they wanted to be more like New Hope.
Well, everybody wants to be like New Hope. I mean, that's a given.
That's exactly right. Talking to Justin Hodges, their season starts. You mentioned you have how many eighth graders?
I have 8 eighth graders.
Who are your kids? That's a pretty good. That's a pretty good crew. You're gonna be starting eighth graders all the way around, or
yes.
Now. Tell me, is that a luxury that in the grade school level?
It doesn't happen often because usually
at least in class S.
Yeah, usually I start a couple 7th graders or 6th grader. Now, with that being said, my 3 7th graders could easily start varsity. They're just as good as most of my 8th graders.
So, right?
But with 8th graders being equal or just a tad better, they get the first chance, you know.
Sure.
So we're going to be pretty deep this year.
Well, they've been playing a little bit longer probably than the other kids as well. If I'm doing the math in my head, you've got two different sets of kids you can even throw out there. Because you can't play the 8th graders in the JV contest.
Well, my plan is to put 5 on one end and 5 on the other. And then that way we always
see,
have
now
defense
that'd
offense
be great.
Up.
We're not playing Iowa basketball.
This isn't,
they're not letting you play Iowa 3-on-3 girls basketball. Have you ever seen that, by the way?
No.
You know about it?
No. First of all,
at the Iowa high school level, they did this until just a few years ago. They had 3-on-3. It was 3 on each end for each team. And you would have to pass the ball across half court and go 3-on-3 on the other side.
For regulation?
Yeah, that was how they played basketball.
See, I knew that was a different state. I mean, I've met George before, you know, became friends with him.
Yeah,
so
yeah, George Horning.
You,
yeah,
you know how odd Iowa has to be after talking to George.
Well, so. Yeah, that's you got a point there. But so you're gonna be bringing in? Are you gonna be doing Kentucky basketball style?
I do anything anti-Kentucky.
You realize why I asked that? Hey. Bringing in a whole new slate of kids every time?
No, those kids have been there since kindergarten. It's not like I went out and recruited them.
No. Well, no, you got a point. You got a good point.
We have no eighth grade transfers or anything like that.
Shift change. Are you going to be doing substituting by shift change since you're that deep? That's what my question is.
We possibly
is.
Can, yes.
Okay. Who are your eighth graders?
We have Kylie Stewart, Leah Bowers, and yes, I'm using my fingers so I don't forget
hey,
anybody.
Hey, that's fine. That's fine. Tell me if some of those kids are going to start.
I'll name my starters right now. Yeah, okay. They're set right now. Kylie Stewart, Leah Bowers, Colby Sutton, Brittany Titzer, and Callie Vaughn will be starting for me.
Uh-huh.
And then as the other eighth graders, I'll have Shay Stanley, Lexi Lowry, and Addison Harrelson that can come off the bench.
Sure.
And then my seventh graders that, like I said, can also play is Kenzie Vaughn, who's Callie's little sister. Emma Freimeyer and Cassidy Webb, they're all pretty salty. And then a sixth grader, Kate Book, is actually coming quite along. She's a big, strong girl. She's my only sixth grader.
Is that Adam's kid?
Yep, Adam and Carrie.
Adam and Carrie.
And then my fifth graders, who are just starting for me, first year playing for me, are Lainey Clark and Abby Crawford, Chloe Rush, and Lily Simpson.
So you've got eight in the eighth grade class,
three, 1, and 4.
3, 1, and 4.
Yep.
That seems like a coaching challenge to me, Justin. I know you've got to have enough time to get to work with all the kids.
Well,
but
I'm blessed because I have two guys that volunteer their time daily that help us. So we have three good coaches out there. Brent Sutton and Kevin Greathouse are there every day. So we can split it up. And, I mean, we're getting three things done at one time.
Yeah.
So the kids are able to move through and the fifth graders aren't getting left out.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, that's the thing when you got the fifth graders starting out like that. I presume they've been in Pee-wee,
yeah, they played for Coach Rob Edwards,
like yeah,
and Pee-wee, and he does an excellent job with them. So they've already played a little bit, but that season's like four games, about a month,
right.
And then they've had all summer off and stuff, so it's still new.
How difficult is it to get kids fired up about basketball? Because you started practice a few weeks ago now.
Yeah,
and I guess the softball season ended and automatically into the gym, huh?
Well, I gave them that week off. I was going to start them, but parents need a little bit of time off also.
Sure.
You know, from running kids all summer and then softball. And then basketball is a three and a half month season, so they're going to be running then also. So we started October 3rd and came here.
Who are the other good teams in the conference?
Oh, I'd say every one of them.
What a diplomat.
Yeah,
that's not true at all.
I'm sticking to that answer.
Give me some other teams that you're looking forward to be pretty tough.
Well, our second game against Mount Carmel is going to be real tough.
Really?
I mean, they got fourth in Class L last year.
Yeah.
And most of their best players last year were seventh graders. They got the Smith girl that's not quite the player that Buss was, but she's just as athletic as Buss was.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So
for those of
I think she won the 100 in the hurdles in state last year in Class L as a seventh grader.
As a seventh grader. For those folks who remember, he's talking about Tyra Buss.
Who's also at IU.
Now a senior at IU this year, right? So and she has made a name for herself up there.
Oh yeah,
how did her recruiting go up there? I mean, Illinois didn't really recruit her. Did she tell everybody else to stay away?
No, she kind of. Kurt Miller was coaching there at the time before he left for personal reasons, and I guess she liked him early on and went there, and then she liked Terry Moore and so stayed.
Well, I'd heard anyway that the family and a lot of the folks in Mount Carmel were Hoosier followers, and they basically didn't want to talk to too many other schools anyway.
I mean,
for that matter, Illinois and the other Big Ten schools, Illinois had all kinds of coaching changes, but there are other Division I schools who really didn't give her a second look.
Well, my understanding is she wanted to go to school there anyhow.
Yeah.
So and is still playing D1 ball now.
That's Big Ten ball.
Yep. That is accurate.
Does she have a chance to get Player of the Year?
Or
does the team
10?
Have to be better? Because she made first team All-Big Ten,
yeah,
didn't she?
She has a chance to get Player of the Year. They will be better this year. So it's just a matter of if the other girls step up, I guess.
Yeah.
But
that's pretty good. That's probably the first or maybe only. I know we haven't talked too much college, women's college basketball on this show.
Well, I need to become more versed in it. I mean, we'll watch when I use on, we'll turn it to it, like at the club or
right.
If I'm working at the store or whatever. But it's not a big follow. I'll follow on Twitter and see how they're doing and look in the paper and stuff. But
that's why the Big Ten Network's so.
Yeah,
valuable.
It is very helpful, and it helps get other sports out there besides football and men's
now
basketball.
Now that you coach,
mm-hmm.
Do you get any ideas watching these other teams play or something that you can transfer to your kids?
You can take small ideas and try to use them, but a lot of that stuff's over the heads of what some of these girls can do at their age in grade school.
I wonder about practice drills or something like
well,
that.
Well, me and Brent and House have to remind ourselves, like, the stuff that we know that they should be able to do simply, we have to remind ourselves that they're just 12, 11, 13.
11, yeah.
So what we understand, they don't always understand either. So you got to keep it as simple as possible to grade
and
school.
And I got to tell you, a lot of things they probably understand, you have no idea.
Yeah, like modern technology.
modern technology and pop culture.
Yep.
So. talking to Justin Hodges here on the Bruce Dickey Show. Okay. The level of anxiety, it must be good that you're not desperately a baseball fan.
I'm not stressed out one bit right now.
Tell me about your friends, the Cubs friends, your Cubs friends.
They haven't seemed stressed yet. I haven't talked to any of them today after last night, but we were all fine after 1-1. And I like the ones I've talked to, I told them, be prepared. If we go down 2-1, we're fine. Hill and Kershaw were their anchors now. I didn't want to get shut out two games in a row.
Yeah.
The bats have to wake up, but their pitching's a little susceptible outside of Kershaw and Hill. And
who's pitching for the Dodgers tonight? Is that Kentamata?
I already told you I can't pronounce that name.
It's Kentamata, right?
No, Urias or whatever.
Oh, Urias. Okay, yeah. The 20-year-old.
Yeah, I need some Hooked on Phonics person to tell me how to pronounce that name.
It's Jose, right?
I think.
U-R-I-A-S.
Yep. His friends call him Jim.
Joe.
No, they call him Jim.
Oh, do they call him Jim, though? I can't believe you're not, like, nervous as a cat.
If we lose tonight, I will be a little bit more nervous. But
see, the thing is, all you got to do is win one out there, and you're back on the home field advantage,
and,
right?
And Lackey's been there before, and then Lester tomorrow night's been there before, you know. So it's
I know both of them beat us in 2012.
So it's not
or
like
2013, pardon me.
And they will calm the young kids down. We just need Rizzo and a couple other people to get their bats going outside of Bryant, you know. And, well, that's basically it, yeah.
Is it a thing because they're young kids?
I don't think they care one way or the other. I just think they're just not hitting well right now. This is a whole different mindset team. And you got to think game two against Kershaw, who's a stud, we're just one bad pitch from Hendricks, or else that's 0-0 the whole game, and we're going extra innings. So, I mean, we just couldn't score off of him.
Does Joe Madden – you got to be a big, gigantic fan of Joe Madden.
Yes. I like how he keeps it stress-free and lets the players play, basically. You know, I mean, if they make mistakes, he'll pull them and stuff. But outside that, he just wants them to be able to play.
Looking at it as from 2 years ago. Let's look at it from 2 years ago, before Joe Madden was the manager at the Cubs. I'm looking at the managers that remain. You've got Dave Roberts, you've got Joe Madden, you've got Tino Francona, and you have
he likes to do some hand signals
and
to
Gibbons.
The camera.
Do you think that was on purpose or not?
He says it's an accident, but I don't know.
It looked pretty purposeful. We're talking about Tino Francona flipping off the camera accidentally.
Yeah.
He was just scratching his face. He was just rubbing his face. Which is your favorite manager left? I mean,
Madden.
Well, of course, Madden. I'm trying to get you to an unbiased, though. Who's the best manager?
That is my unbiased opinion.
Francona's won like two World Series.
Yeah. World Series, Smurls.
Madden's never won a World Series.
That's all right. Dan Marino never won a Super Bowl.
That's true. That's true. Okay, we'll say that the Cubs come back to win this. All right?
All right.
Let's do this right now so I can get this out of the way. Because I promised
everybody you will enjoy this.
I promised you I would do this. And so we'll just assume that the Cubs, because it's got to come back to Wrigley Field anyway for them to win, right?
Yes. Which I do not like this setup.
You don't like the 2-3-2?
No.
You'd rather it be 2-2-1-1-1?
Yes, that's your home field.
You can't do that.
Why can't you?
You can't do that because you can't play every day.
You could.
Well, yeah, your pitching would be too spread out, though.
Well, no.
For those of us teams who don't have as good a pitching as the Cubs.
Yeah, but that's not true home field, then.
It is true home field.
No, it's not. You lose one in the first two, then you don't have home field anymore.
That's true home field. That's fine. That's true home field. We're not going to have this argument. All right.
But we just did.
I know. All right, we'll say you win. We'll say the Cubs win the whole thing, right?
Yes.
No, not win the whole thing. Sorry. Win this first series. We're going to say the Cubs win this series. Who would you rather? Would you rather see the Blue Jays come back to beat the Indians? Well, or would you rather see the Indians in the World Series?
Just like with the Mets Dodgers, we'd have to beat one of them anyhow. So I didn't have bias in there. I would rather play the Blue Jays if I had an opinion. But,
well, at this point, for
but
sure.
It, but because it looks like it's going to be Cleveland anyhow.
At this point, for sure, because then the pitching would be stretched out anyway, right?
Yeah, that is true. Make it go seven.
Before the series started, who would you prefer to see?
Probably Cleveland.
Really?
Yeah. But I don't keep up on the AL as much until around this time of year, so I've just started really paying attention to
them. Did you see Cleveland had a pitcher going last night? His arm or finger was about to fall off?
No, bleeding everywhere.
Yeah.
I didn't see the game. I was at work and then went to practice, but I kept seeing on social media. I watched the show The Arrow.
Yeah.
And Stephen Amell, the guy that plays him, is a big Blue Jays fan, and he kept tweeting about it yesterday.
You need to see the video of this guy's finger bleeding.
I'll have to Google it when I leave the station today.
But you see, now that's the thing. That's the interesting thing about the other series. Cleveland has been able to stay in it and take that lead with only one good starting pitcher.
Kluber.
Yeah. And he hadn't won.
No.
I guess he won game one, but it's pretty wild. Okay, so what you're calling for here then is it Cubs versus
Hopefully Blue Jays.
What do you predict? What do you think is going to happen?
What I'm hoping for is Cubs against anybody, not Dodgers. But
give me an unbiased. What's going to happen? The Cubs are down 2-1. Are they going to come back and win?
I feel like we easily can. This team doesn't overlook anything, and they don't quit. So I could easily see us winning the next three and moving on. If we lose tonight, it puts a little pressure. I don't feel any pressure for them.
You don't feel pressure down 2-1.
And I don't think they do either. So
all right. There you have it from a Cub fan who's speaking for Cub fans too.
Don't hate me, other Cub fans.
There are probably other Cub fans out there who are a little bit more nervous than you.
I'm just being honest.
I'm just telling you what I would feel as a Cardinal fan.
Yeah.
If I was down 2-1, I'd be going AP. But then again, I go AP when we're ahead 2-1.
Well, see, I'm more apt to be that way. I don't know. A lot of times I see the negative and worry about what can happen. This time I'm not letting that happen to me. I'm just trying to stay positive.
Now, there is a – I tell you what, it's like – have you taken up yoga?
You've seen me. I'm not flexible. I can't even plank. And that's just laying there.
Do you have a mantra and all that kind of stuff? I've got Justin Hodges on the show. We're talking all kinds of things. We'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show after these.
Mind is feeling fine. There ain't no finer place to be than running Lakeshore Drive. And there's no peace of mind the place you see, riding on Lakeshore Drive. And there ain't no road just like it anywhere I found. We're running south on Lakeshore Drive, getting into town. Just slipping on my own LSD, Friday night trouble bound.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. Talking across the way to Justin Hodges. Time. He's the head coach out there at New Hope Lady Panthers basketball as well as Cubs. I was going to mention one other thing about the Cubs also, the Cubs and the Dodgers series. Dodgers tickets are available. You can get them for $118 a throw.
Yeah, try to do that in Wrigley and see how that goes.
Wrigley is a little different story. Standing room only at Wrigley Field right now is the cheapest one is $360. And to get a seat, you're looking at well over $400.
And that's if we make it back to Wrigley, which we will.
This is for a ticket that, see, the stadium doesn't set the price on the tickets at this level. The Major League Baseball does. And face value on the playoff tickets are about $75.
Okay.
Face value on the division series, I think, were probably $60. Face value on the World Series, about $220 or $200. It's usually $200. I think it's $225 this year. I bet you World Series tickets at Wrigley Field will be astronomical if they have. It will be cheap if the Dodgers are there.
Well, the Dodgers can't play the World Series in Wrigley, so it would be real cheap.
It'll be real cheap if the Dodgers get in. But I'm. What are you hearing on World Series tickets? You ever pay any attention to people say that?
I know it'd be four digits. It'd be outside my link card amount. So
yeah, I bet that's right. I bet that's right. But you were going to say one nice thing.
Yeah, this is honestly, which Jeff Baker, Jamie, you know, all the Cardinal fans around with Steve Baker, they can back it up. And I've been telling them all year, the Cubs, obviously we won, Cardinals didn't make it, but the Cubs are trying to get to where the Cardinals have been for the past 20-some years, and even over their whole history, besides just a little lull there. You guys consistently win. You guys don't ever have to rebuild. We had to rebuild.
Yeah.
We're trying to get where year in, year out through the farm system, maybe as free agent here and there, where we can win and compete year in, year out. You guys always compete, even when you have a down year in injuries.
That's great. Nice job, by the way, Justin. Wonderful suck up to the Cardinal fans. Very well
done.
Hey,
you have to throw a bone out there every once in a
while. All right. I've been watching your Bengals play. I know that you're a big Bengals fan. I know your boy B.J. Vining's a big Bengals
fan.
Yes,
sir.
My boy B.J. Vining's a big Ben Vining, a big Bengals fan. What is the deal this year with the Ginger Comet or whatever?
He's actually not played bad. We just, outside of AJ, we have no red zone targets right now. Eifert's been out all season. We lost Burfict for the first 3 weeks on defense.
And now he's back and getting fined.
Yeah, well, that's what he does, I guess. I don't know.
That is what he does.
He can't keep his head clear and just play the game. He has to do something stupid.
Yeah.
We lost Marvin Jones to free agency to Detroit. We lost Sanu Jr. down to Atlanta. You know, and there's other teams go through attrition stuff, but we didn't. Brandon LaFell is not going to replace Marvin Jones. I mean, he's an able receiver, but Marvin's just was younger and better. You know, LaFell's at the end of his career. Tyler Boyd's trying to step up, getting better, but once we get into the red zone, we have nothing to take anybody off AJ.
I guess my question is, are the Bengals going to lose their streak of making the playoffs, 6 years in a row now?
We're on the skirt. Now, like I was telling you during the break, our schedule is front-loaded. The first six games are tough.
Yeah.
Especially with the injuries we had. And like I said, I know every team deals with injuries. But we got Cleveland this week. We should win that one. We go to Washington. Washington, I know, is a little bit better, but we should win that one. Then we go into our bye.
Yeah.
Try to get healthy, come back. So if we can go into our bye 4-4, then I like our odds to –
Right now you're 2-4?
Yes. If we can go into the bye 4-4, which I think we will, I like our odds to come out and go 6-2. So 10-6 will put us right there.
I got
on the
that
brink.
Nickname wrong, didn't I? It's not the Ginger Cannon. What is this?
Ginger Ninja.
The Ginger Ninja?
Yeah.
I don't think that's what it is either.
That's what I call him.
We're talking
it's
about
the red dagger.
The red dagger. The ginger dagger?
No, it's the red dagger.
The red dagger. Okay. What does he call himself? Does he have a...
Probably Andy. If he talks in third person, I don't know.
Talking about Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton.
Who's your team? Have you picked one?
Right now, you know, through the course of the year.
Are you taking a whole season just to try to come up with one? Because we can get you a Stamps jersey. You can just go straight CFL.
You know what I've been doing? And it's kind of embarrassing. I don't know if it's good for my psyche. No, I've been rooting for whoever's playing the Rams.
That sounds like a bitter breakup person right there.
I'm watching the Rams games. My TV package is such that I get every Rams game now.
Mm-hmm.
Now that they're in L.A., I get every game. And I'm really enjoying watching them lose.
Well, you know, with Jeff Fisher's coach, their best record is going to be 8-8. So,
yeah. Well, you know that you missed it. You're not seeing the Rams like I am.
Well, every place we go to Football Sunday, we see them. Everybody
did
has
you
the
see
package.
The end of the Did you see the end of the Detroit game?
That I did not. We would have been on other games at that time.
The Detroit game. The Rams are up 7 points, right? So Detroit's got them right where they want them. We're behind seven. Detroit scores, they score a touchdown, tie it up, and then kick a field goal to win the game with about 2 minutes to go. The Rams get this is perfect Jeff Fisher. This is exactly what a Jeff Fisher and Greg Williams team will do. So the Rams get the ball back with about a minute, right? Case Keenum. Makes a couple of nice throws and then throws a pick. So about a minute to go in the game, Rams are out of timeouts. Detroit has the ball. What do you do? Kneel down, right?
Yep.
The Rams defense, Greg Schiano'd it.
They dove at him?
They dove at him.
That's not very classy.
Dove at him twice. Injured the center's hand, and the quarterback was limping out of there. Had to limp away from it because they basically dove at him twice. Got a penalty twice. And so Fisher day before yesterday, is claiming, oh, it wasn't my call. It wasn't our call. That was the players on the field. I can't really blame the players, but that was what they did because they'd been, you don't see what goes on the fans don't see what goes on in between the offensive and defensive lines. They were frustrated, and they did that on their own.
It is his call, though.
It is his call.
After the first time, you can tell him to knock that off. I mean,
knock that business off.
Yep.
So yeah. So watching that as a anti Rams fan, it was sweet. It was sweet.
Well, there seems to be a lot of games like that because I know Jamie's still rolling over his Colts loss.
Yeah, well, I didn't stay up for that one. That one was probably a little bitter. Weren't they up two touchdowns or something like that?
Yeah, and then, I don't know, Jamie went pretty quiet at there at the very end of that game.
All right, I didn't get you here before the season to get your picks for the Super Bowl. 5-6 games in now. Who are we going to take? Who are you taking for the Super Bowl? Who are your Super Bowl picks? It's kind of cheating right now to let you buy in now.
Yeah, well, honestly, I hadn't even thought of it to be...
That's because you're a Bengals fan.
That's harsh.
Not nice. I'm sorry about that. Now, here you're doing me a favor coming out to the show. Now,
I really can't give you a Super Bowl pick right now.
You got to give me a Super Bowl. It's 6 weeks into the season.
Well,
you
see,
because
I don't believe in Minnesota. So let's say the best NFC team I've seen.
Carolina
play so far,
ain't going to be there. They're not.
I like Dallas.
1-5.
It pains me to say I like Dallas quite a bit.
With Dallas has a good defense, and they've got a quarterback who doesn't turn it over.
Yeah. And the AFC, let's go.
You hate to say the Patriots.
Yeah, but you have to go with them right now. I'd have to say the two best teams, and those are the last two teams we lost to, I'd have to say Patriots and Dallas right now at this point in the season. So,
how bad the Bengals lose to Dallas? I'm trying to – was that down in – that was down in
it
Dallas.
It ended up being by a touchdown or 10 points right around there. They dominated the first half. In the second half, we scored a couple. And
oh, that's right.
It was
like
reasonable. But they,
28-3 or something at halftime.
We couldn't stop Ezekiel Elliott. He's the legit, and Dak Prescott tore us apart. And then, like the Patriots, it was 10-7 at halftime. Should have been 10-10. We went for it on fourth and goal once and didn't get it instead of kicking a field goal. But then they just tore us apart in the second half also, 35-17.
All right.
So.
The outside of the Bengals, who's going to be who can be a sleeper?
If they get healthy, Pittsburgh.
Do you think Pittsburgh can come back?
I know they looked bad this past weekend, but Ben got hurt early, you know, and they're just now starting to click and trying to get Le'Veon back in after he missed the first three games. So
Le'Veon Bell.
Yep.
Yeah, he's when does he get the Josh Brown year treatment?
Probably next time. Hopefully he learns, because I got him on my fantasy team.
Le'Veon Bell's been a little too close to the pipe.
Yeah.
Well, Justin, best of luck to you on the
Thank you. On the
Lady Panthers. That ought to be a lot of fun. And when do you say the regular season starts tonight? When do you guys play tomorrow night? You usually a Monday and Thursday type of thing?
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Thursdays.
All right.
They try to avoid Wednesdays and Fridays.
I was going to bring a schedule out here and look at it with you, but to tell folks when they could catch you. But
it's always on your website if they want to go look. So,
well, there you go. He just pumped the website. Yeah, Thank you very much.
The local scores on WFIW Radio.
There, and you that's the thing. I do appreciate you coaches for keeping me informed of those.
Yep.
That's a lot. There'd be too many games for me to get to each one. Hey, folks, that's the Bruce Dickey Show for today. Thanks a lot, Justin. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, everybody, for listening. Talk to you all tomorrow. Have a great day.